Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent On. We are on LA Talk Radio. I can mention every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time. I just love Mondays. I love my guests. Today we have very, very busy and wonderful show. And the most important is that everybody is from somewhere. Typical Accent On. We have people with accents. They are coming from another countries. They are trying to make, or they are making in America, life, good life sometimes, very good life, sometimes just very exciting and hardworking life. That's all okay. And then, of course, we sometimes bring in Americans to our studio.
Thank you.
Then today we have one. But I think I will be introducing our guest in a moment, but we have somebody calling from outside to the studio, and I'm so excited to introduce my new friend to whole world who listens to Accent On for last 7 years. His name is Robert Dugitz. Are you there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm there. Hi.
Yay! Hi, Robert. I am very, very excited to talk to you as we going to the movies. We are sitting many times in a time of all these great trailers, and we have no idea that most of sound design of all the hottest movies for the last whatever few years is you who made them and create them.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. I will let you talk a lot.
Not all of them, but a lot.
You know what? The hottest one.
A lot of people who's involved in this, you know.
And of course, as a proud Polish person, I need to tell again to whole world that you are made in Poland from the beginning, but you are really amazing right now, made a beautiful life in America. And what you do to us when we are sitting and watching the scary trailers, mostly they are very, very scary, and you really create the heartbeat and need to see the movie. Everybody remembers them.
And you know the funny thing? I don't like scary movies. I never watch scary movies, and I make the most scary sounds.
That's very, very cool. Yes, you are right. Horrors are just really that big action movie. They are very bloody and very scary. Then I think I can read the titles because always sounds cool when I can put these big names and you know to the air. Then I will maybe mention that the newest one, and you can of course add more of them, is Avengers, Infinity War, Deadpool 2, The Equalizer 2, Ready Player One, Death Wish, Thor, Black Panther, Spider-Man. I'm just at all. Already I got myself goosebumps because, you know, I love to go to movies with my daughter. And if I would know that it's you, I will even be more happy than I am already when I watch trailers. How all of this happened? Robert Dugitz, originally from Poland, now living in America for almost 25 years, and boy, your career is pretty, pretty strong. You are the guy to go when it comes to sound design for the biggest movies in the world. How does this happen?
So the whole thing starting in September 1990 when I actually landed in America. And when I was coming, I was completely confused. I wasn't speaking English. I don't have money, and I really don't know what I'm going to do. I want to do something with music. But it really no takes you a long time to realize it's very hard to make a living leap of music in United States because musicians in my caliber, there's tons everywhere. So that was pretty hard.
But you are a pretty good drummer. We need to mention you are a really good drummer.
Yeah. It's, as I play drums, you know, that was confusing. But, you know, I never give up. You know, I take a private lessons. I try learning because I don't want to give up in the beginning. But the whole career basically was ending for me playing in the Polish wedding band and playing with my American friends, playing in the clubs. And that's it. That was the end of the story. So it's just that was just not going anywhere. But, you know, I need to make money for a living. And in the meantime, I was working in the grocery store and I was cleaning offices and doing. It's pretty much what every people who emigrates to say was doing in the beginning. So I was cleaning offices, working, you know, afternoon, cleaning car dealers and weekends play weddings. And then during the day, I was working in the grocery store. But I decided, like, I don't want to spend the rest of my life doing this thing. So basically what I did, I invest all my money and I buy myself a computer. So I'm starting learning, playing computer again. I have no idea what I'm going to do. I never go to music school learning anyway how to play keyboard, how to play any stuff. So I just get myself, I remember those Korg M1, and I just started playing, make some sounds, programming, learning about the programming and learning English. So I was doing this thing. Then I started doing sounds for the radio. When I met the guy, I started making sounds for radio for him. And to cutting this thing shorter, I was recommended to the other friend, who actually, his name is Rick Allen, who was, and this time he was doing stuff for ABC radio library. So right in the beginning, I get signed with ABC, with him, with Rick, and we started working in the radio production library. Then I learned this stuff. Then I get signed up by company, was actually in Los Angeles. And this time, when I was signed, there was a company called Group Edit, and right now, they call Group Works.
Yeah.
And with them, I creating radio library. It's called Trinity HDFX, what we stay creating until today. But the same company was specialized in doing production and music and a lot of national commercials from Toyota, Lexus, Deal or No Deal TV shows. It's huge, like, it's a very huge lead, you know, of big clients. So they've been very heavily into the world of TV production. And at the same time, they've been starting, you know, doing trailers. So my guy asked me in group, can I would be interesting to maybe do for them and try and do like a trailer sounds library? I said, yeah, sure. I was excited because, you know, it's like a next step compared to radio. So I did the sound, but at the beginning, I was just not ready. I was making the sound and it's like, yeah, it's nice, but it's not there yet. The sound was not there yet because trailer guys and get to the world, it's like the very high demand. Be honest with you, they pay very well, but they know what they want.
Absolutely.
And they have very, very high expectations when you deliver to them sound. And basically, I was just not ready, but my stuff was good enough to be for TV. So I break, you know what I mean, with Group Edit. They break me in the TV world. Then they sign me with Warner Chappell, who stay my distributor with my Cinema Santos library until today. So luckily, I developed my library with them and become successful for them to be distributed for TV networks around the world. And in the meantime, after this, I get second call from Group Works this time because they switched the name from Group Edit to Group Works and they offered me like, Robert, we want to give you again a shot and let's do the trailer library. And okay, so I take a shot, you know, and don't remember, there was like maybe 6-7 years break between this thing. Uh-huh. And I jump and the library become overnight like a success. It was starting getting placed in so many different movie trailers and then I was just like blowing away in the beginning. Like, I just don't know like what to say because like all this what you're dreaming, you're starting getting, you know, like confirmations. And there was like Da Vinci Code, there was Transformers, there was promos, you know, for Mission Impossible, Mad Max, Sixth Sense, so X-Men, you name it. There was a lot of movies.
And to be honest with you,
it was very hard to get in the beginning because your unknowing name, and to get under your name and creating with your brand, get to these people. So that was very hard. So obviously, Group World guys believe in me and give me the chance. So this is how I get into this business, you know, by second chance, basically, like, I never give up. You know, I start from nothing.
Oh, that's the moment that I need to stop you, because where you have in the studio everybody who is trying and is making in the business, music business, and, you know, in a funny way, I understand how Loop Libraries works, because many years ago, I got signed with Sony Pictures to do my Loop Library, my vocal Loop Library. Till this day, I'm getting good money for it. And obviously, you know, people are using my vocals. I don't know where, what, why, who is doing this, but they're in the movies, they're in a CNN. I heard my funky noises. I know it was me, but it doesn't really matter, because nobody really knows. I'm like, it's me. But this is so exciting world. But I think it's a time for the sound. We need people start really enjoying, and maybe even when they are in the movies right now or tonight or on Saturday, they will hear the magical touch that you have when it comes to sound design. Then let me just prove how great you are. A moment. My gosh, everybody, yay, in the studio. We have in the studio three guests, and maybe I will just for the moment introduce them by name. We have very, very known bass player from the Knox. Your name is?
Prescott Niles.
We have very amazing sounding sax player that we love here in LA, because he played for so many great artists and we love him back. And then his name is?
Reinhold Schwarzwald.
And you are from?
Austria.
Austria. And then we have beautiful, beautiful singer, songwriter, actor, model, and also you had some business experience as a marketer.
Correct.
Okay. And your name is?
Laetitia Maïka.
Welcome. And you are originally from?
I'm from France.
From France. Then what can I say? We all saw the movie that we heard sound design from. Yes. Yes.
I have an idea. Instead of that old show called Name That Tune, we're going to make a new one called Name That Cue.
Robert.
Has that. I'll be in the forefront of that for you. Bro.
I really think we have a new show going on. This was amazing.
Yeah,
that's
funny.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know, because I know you send it to me three wonderful demos, because I think we need to send people to your Facebook and whatever the places are that people can see things that you post, because you post videos, and anybody who wants to get into this business, you just open your heart and your years of work and say, that's how I do. Then are you not worried that people will steal your ideas? And what if somebody's tomorrow taking your job? Maybe be careful.
No, you know what? I'm not afraid. I think so. Even if you're a musician and whatever, if you're going to get to the point when you feel secure, you know you're successful, you know what I mean? You're happy any point in the life. It's like you're not anymore like under some kind of like a blanket and you feel like, oh, I'm not going to show you how I do this. It's a big secret or something. It's like, listen, we all can go to the Home Depot and buy plywood, you know what I mean, box of nails and hammer. But we all
okay, I will go tonight and I will try to do that. Go plywood and see if I can get into these big movies. I don't think so. I think you are very special.
It's like, you know what I mean? If I'm going to show people how easy it is what it is, as you know, have to really overthinking, you know what I mean? Yeah. The most important thing is add your identity and the sun. Don't copy someone, be yourself. And I just, if I can inspire somebody to do this thing and show them how easy, and I show them the tools what I mean, you know what I mean? I'm very happy and lucky. I'm getting so many great messages from people around the world that thank me for being inspiration, for showing, and just make me happy because at least I get talent and I'm able to share this with other people. You know what I mean? Because
absolutely.
I know there's a lot of people struggling, going and trying. And you know, you really sometimes don't have to go to music school, spend thousands of dollars, be in financial debt and trying to figure this thing and try make it. You know what I mean? Sometimes just focus and do something what you really like to do, what gives you the passion and you really enjoy doing. And don't think about money like I did. Just think about enjoying and be creative, have fun. And if you're good at what you do, you do something what you really love to do,
somebody
worry,
will find
money
you.
Money will follow you. Money will find you anyway, no
okay.
matter what.
Yes, we have Prescott, Niles, our bass player from, you're originally from Brooklyn, then you are American here. Okay.
Well, also what I do is I work for a company called Taxi Music. And what they do is they collect, like Sony or anybody making movies will, you know, request cues for other movies, TV ads, commercials, placements. So I will say that you are gifted because a lot of the references to great soundtracks have your music in it or sound effects. And, you know, this is a good thing for people to hone their craft. They send in songs for cues or whatever or instrumental shorts and, you know, they
very
get feedback and how to improve it.
Then we need to send everybody from the taxi music to Robert Dudzic's Facebook, because people can learn and be better when they are sending.
But you are referenced as one of the and Hans Zimmer and others who create amazing music, and you know people want that because that's a standard. So
look,
I was referenced. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
He is a big guy. I'm too serious. Very serious. When you be listening to our show.
So you know what? I got to tell you, speaking about Hans, there was a funny thing. I never met him in person, but last year I get email from Steinberg from Germany, the company who I'm endorsing, and they say, just look at this. They send me screenshot and they say, and they show me that Hans Zimmer just share your video to all his friends on the Facebook. Wow. Are you kidding?
That's good.
And that was the biggest for me compliment ever because I read so many interviews with Hans and I watch, and for me, he's like a god to watch him because he's so innovative, creative. He breaks the ground. And I know how hard the guy is to please with invention, with anything. Mm-hmm. So to having him post my video, I feel like that was like this.
Okay, now is the time for a second. I don't know how to call this sound design art. Let's do that and let's get scary because probably you will scare us again. Okay. That was very cool. But, you know, because you are a drummer, you got this beat in you. You got the pulse. Yeah. You got the drama. You got the aerodynamics. This is amazing. Robert, oh, my gosh, you're good.
Oh, it helped. Be drummer, musician, believe me, it helped. You can be great designer with not knowing anything about, like, rhythmic stuff. But if you know just a little bit, if you have the feel for the music and you have a good rhythm, you could be a really good sound designer.
Oh, gosh. You know, it will be only so simple.
And you know what? It's the other thing is very important. Like, most of my sound designs, when I do, they're very rhythmic. So the rhythmic sound designers, it always helps to the editor with the edit and the cue. Because the last thing when people watch cue, no matter it's a trailer or something, they don't want to see things too choppy. Even they cut this so quickly, very cut, very cue, and it's going. But the thing is, you know, everything is filled with the music, with sound, it's cut naturally. So it doesn't freak you up. You know what I mean? That's very important thing too.
Robert, we have one more preview. I think Prescott will be your friend forever. Put you together on the
Robert,
Facebook.
After Rite of Spring, there's no boundaries one can't break, right?
That's true.
Absolutely. No. This is actually, by the way, what you guys listen, that's my spreader library, so right. Released with Groovework.
Wonderful. Okay,
beautiful.
Let's listen to number 3 and get scared probably again, or run somewhere, or hide somewhere, or ouch, we'll see what's happened. Beautiful fade out energy, this above and beyond. We all heard you. Now we know who you are. Now we know how to even listen and watch you at work. Because like I said, even Facebook, please go, everybody go to Accent on Facebook and just check the links that I was promoting and just get in touch with Robert or learn from the best in the business. And again, I'm so proud. He's originally from Poland and makes his the best life and dream happening here in America. But whole world enjoys your talent. And We need to really say goodbye. We have a guest in the studio, but Robert, I would love to talk to you some more because I'm sure people will be interested how to like get, you know, all the sounds into making, not only by going to Office Depot, but you are doing amazing stuff.
That's great. I like it too. It's great. Very cool.
And
thank you.
Thank you. Then you are also on Instagram and you are, of course, on Facebook. Your website is under your name, Robert Dudzic. Then it's not hard to find you. Thank you so much. Enjoy your night.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me. And I have lots of fun. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Robert.
Bye-bye. Wow. Okay. Now we are talking a little bit about you, who is coming to America 4 months ago. Did you move from...
Yes, I'm fresh from Australia. I just moved 4 months ago.
If you can give us your full name.
Leticia Maika.
Again, the second name. Yes.
Maika.
Maika. How you spell your name?
M-A-H-I-C-K-A.
And you mentioned before the show that you are here in LA 4 months. That's pretty new. For the first time, or you were here before?
Well, I came here last year on holidays a couple of times, and I guess I was on holidays and I fell in love with LA.
Oh.
So maybe it's a bit cliche, but I wasn't expecting to like it. And I came and I really loved it. And then I thought, that's it, I'm going to move there. And then 12 months later, here I was with my two suitcases.
Two suitcases and dream.
Full of dream.
Full of dream. Could you tell us a little bit more about you? I will be playing one of your songs that you let us to have on our
Thank
show.
You.
But you are more than singer. Could you tell us more about yourself?
That I'm more than a singer?
You're more than
yeah,
singer.
I'm
You're a full package.
I guess so. I'm a singer, I'm an actor, a model, and I also have a career in marketing. So I just recently quit my job in marketing a few months ago when I moved to LA. But before that, I worked for years in marketing as a marketing manager in magazine publishing, to be precise. So
I know that's the
for some famous magazines, by the way. Can you mention magazines?
Yeah, for women's magazines like Cosmopolitan and Harper's Bazaar and Vogue. So I had a whole career in fashion magazine, which I loved. I still love it. But I guess on the side, I was also doing my artistic thing. So I was always singing and I was going to auditions in between meetings, you know, and my lunch breaks. So I was doing that. I was happy to do that and juggle everything. And I just decided, I realized last year that, you know, life is short, obviously. And why not pursue fully what I really, really, really want to do? So I thought to myself, you're still young-ish, so do it now or never.
Oh, you
so
know, the youngish is forever right now. God, thank you. Everything changed in life. We all are here different age, but I really don't think that age matters anymore. And I have a song. The title of the song is?
The song is called Nobody's Fault But Mine. So it's a cover song. It's a very old song from the 1920s that was recorded by Blind Willie Johnson.
Wonderful. And I will be talking a little bit to Reinhold as he is from time to time bringing to our studio his friends. And I am thankful for my new friend.
My pleasure.
Okay, let's listen to the song.
Nobody's fault but mine. It's nobody's fault but mine. If I don't wait, my soul would be lost. It's nobody's fault but mine. Sister, she told me how to win. My sister, she told me. Thank you.
nobody's fault but yours. Beautiful, wonderful.
It is your fault because you're that good. And I'm under a spell right now.
Oh, that's so sweet.
No, I'm serious. That's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
I like the arrangement too.
Oh, thank you.
So sweet. Okay, now we know that you are a singer, you are a model, you are also...
let me think. Actor and marketing manager.
Yes,
and
you
a DJ. A DJ too.
Oh gosh! If people want to get in touch with you, what is the best way?
The best way would be through my Facebook. So Laetitia Maïka. So let me spell Laetitia. It's not that easy. LAETITIA, and same name on Instagram. So that's the best way to find me.
And of course, everybody who cannot really spell her name, not her fault, go to the accent on Facebook. Yes, that's why I chose another name, like Europa, because nobody could pronounce it. My name, you know. But yeah, go to Facebook, accent on, and then you will see the link and the right spelling. Also, after this show at evening, show will be ready for downloads, and everybody can listen many, many times, how many times they want, will be there. Everybody to listen to our show all over again. Okay, I know that you were part of some commercials also.
Yes, so I do. I did a few commercials. I did one for United Airlines last year. That was pretty cool. That was shot in Australia, a beautiful location for 5 days.
Your picture is all over the airport, right?
When you arrive at the airport. It's just a billboard across all airports in the US. Not
that's
a big
cool
deal.
Though,
you are, yeah. You need to speak for Leticia because she is shy.
She's my manager.
Yeah, we like that. We like that, Reinhold. Yeah, we want to know all of these things. We will be looking for you. You know, for your face.
Yeah. I found it myself. Actually, I was traveling last year to LA, and I was in LAX, and I just bumped into my own face. I was like, "Oh, well, that's my billboard." So that was a cool moment.
Congratulations! You are here 4 months, and obviously, you are going for auditions. Typical dream
and
work.
Yes, I'm doing the whole thing: going to auditions, going to acting classes, singing. I worked really hard to be here, you know, to come to this country. And now that I'm here, I'm just going to continue at it and keep working to make it happen.
Wow, that's very, very interesting. And are you still keeping contact with the newspapers that you're working for? Do they looking forward to get some maybe articles from you, little
bit
write-ups?
Yeah, I hope so. I will hit them up as soon as possible.
I think you need to start writing your journey in LA because, you know, from the woman perspective, whole world dreams to come to LA and do something you setting yourself up, hopefully, for success.
That's a great idea.
And for her, then if you start not blog or something, just go high and say, hey, that's my life. That's what I'm building right now.
I thought about it, actually. I've been thinking about it for the last few weeks, So it's still an idea, but yes, I'm glad you mentioned
it. I want to be mentioned there.
I was thinking about
somewhere
or something.
Document everything, and so then you have it when you need it.
Look
so
at the Robert Dougie. He's amazing what's going on, you know, when you love what you do. That's what he said beautifully. And you stab in a dream, then magic can happen.
Yeah.
Or you'll be having fun in your journey.
Well, she's right, by the way. I mean, I started... Well, I'll talk
we
about
are talking
later
to
on,
Prescott Niles from
in
the
spiral notebooks, you know, journals or part journals or thoughts. And looking back, I know it's me, fortunately. I haven't changed that much. But things that I wouldn't have remembered, people I wouldn't have remembered, it's wonderful to do that. Mm. Sometimes it's more, you know, I did this. Sometimes it's just random writing. So that and the feelings come back when I connect to what I've written.
Yeah.
So it's a great, just for your own journey, it's great.
Okay, but we all connect.
I can't read my own writing, but I have to figure out how to translate
Prescott,
it, but I can do it.
We all connect with you for so, so many years because of this song.
My motor up, gonna come in.
I'm so sorry that I need to fade out. I'm hoping Facebook will not shut us.
Well, I want to say something. Thank you. Thank you for giving us that bass line that drives that song. It's
this
awesome.
Is like Robert with his heartbeat on the drums with all this trailer sound design effects. You really drive the song for whole world forever. You created the song, really, without your bass.
But the drum part, I always give him credit. I mean, he's best drummer, but that riff, the way he played it, you know, there were other ways anybody can interpret it, but that made what I did extra.
Oh, again, artists are so shy and wonderful. Yeah. You're a genius.
No, I'm not. Listen, I know what you're saying. It's like I bumped into myself listening to that song. Like you're in the airport going, "Who's that?"
Wow.
And through all these years, and even, you know, I'm at Trader Joe's the other day, and I hear it, or I'm at, you know, anywhere, anytime. And
of course. And I heard it at Trader Joe's, too, the other day.
You both were shopping. The same
it's exciting when you hear it at the 99 cents store. I know you've made it. But it's that funny connection where it's you, but it's part of you, and you've lived it for a lot. You haven't lived you enough to get the decade perspective. However, when you do, it's like, is that me? Or where? Yeah, I know, but... It's that interesting existential connection. Mm.
And Prescott Niles is with us from the Knox. He's now with us on Accent on Elite Talk Radio. And he's my wonderful friend. I cannot wait because I know you'll be playing on one of my songs. And
You got to see me play, though.
Okay, I think I did, but you will be working on that.
In my group.
Yes, he's in your group waiting for it. But please, you are here today for a completely different reason because we all have so many talents, and one of them is that you are a poet and you write, like you mentioned,
I produce three beautiful children who have a band.
We already heard this interview, and I cannot wait. They're
that's
also
an accomplishment.
Musicians.
I hit the DNA lottery.
And they're musicians. They will come to our show because they are also an artist. Please read something for us.
Well, you put me on the spot because there's so many parts of me. There's a romanticist, and there's the cynic, and then there's the, cultural commentator, and then there's a lot of facets. So if I give you a couple of things, it's only
a fraction, but
it's hard to, you know, like, just do that.
Now, we have always another accent on for another mood and another you.
But anyway, and really quick, when I left Brooklyn, you know, I was going to be a baseball player in the Yankees, believe it or not. I had baseball scholarships, but the music scene... You know, I was going to Fillmore East and seeing Hendrix and Janis Joplin, The Doors, everybody that now are legends, were just some band was playing in town. So,
Berkeley, California, you're talking?
Yeah, we played in Berkeley, too.
In Berkeley, California, that's what you were talking about?
Yeah, well, and I had met Hendrix, that's another, and I went to Woodstock, which is another installment of your show. But what's interesting is... I never really knew what a poem was, let alone until I had my own renaissance. I came to California, and I started to read, and there was a part of me that was dormant, obviously, because all of a sudden I had a gift of writing. And I've known musically, and I've always been reluctant to share my voluminous volumes of poetry. I don't know why, but maybe it's time. So maybe this is a little, like, something.
I think this is very special. Not so many people are reading their own poetry on the radio shows or on TV. I think, imagine that we are in a living room and we have a group of people who are just your friends alone, 1940s and 50s. They're very intelligent people. And now we want to hear from you.
Well, okay. So this one was just, you know, sometimes you can write on a word when you started this poem. But it was about sometimes when you can love somebody, and then, but when you love too much, that's where that came from.
Ouch. So I want to hear that for sure.
But it has like a sour ending. But
of course, when you love too much, always is sour ending.
So here we go. So when you love too much, no objective view really matters. But when you love too much, you are no longer the former, but the latter. When you love too much, life's a gift that blesses all you meet. But when you love too much, your obsessive love is as oppressive as the summer heat. What you don't see can't be undone. I thought you pledged your love to me in silent moans of ecstasy. In your trusting arms, I felt at ease, a glimpse of a brave new world that I see. Yet now it seems you've changed your plans True North is now another man. You mock my faith and defy me to turn the other cheek, to hurry up and get over it in a little less than a week. But no resolve of purpose or kick to the head can ever undo, for when you love too much, what you don't see can never be undone.
Aww. We love it.
Oh,
who hurt you so much? We don't like her.
In my journals, I funny thing is, when I write about people I've met, gone out with, I always put like C, D, E or something. But the problem is, when I go over the years, I go, who the heck is C? But anyway, that was
inspiration for Heartbreak.
You want to hear a little bit of this revolutionary?
Yes, you know, that I love the first two lines, but I love If You Love Too Much, you're right.
If you're sensitive, you can only feel, and if you feel deeply, that's why I took off my sunglasses. I have to, you know. But you either can say it or you can't say it, so I'd rather say it if I know how. If I find the right words to say it, yeah, they just come out, you know?
Beautiful.
But anyway, okay.
This one is more serious.
This was written actually a few years ago, but it's so contemporary, and it's called The Ides of November. Now, remember The Ides of March?
The Ides of March.
So this is The Ides of November, because I started to feel things were going awry. Mm-hmm. So I started off with, to have or to have not is a Shakespearean question that is now newly defined. For the game has been too long fixed, and the need for change signals us that it's about time. The prophets of our times no longer speak from lofty towers gleam with gold, nor in the center chambers where policies are impotent and callously called, not in the pulpits where God's word has been scandalized, nor with those Wall Street demigods who have stolen more than ever will be realized. The new prophets are now calling, their message is now taken to the streets. A new wisdom, a new promise, a nourishing truth, that is the food we eat. We're a new generation with a voice reminiscent of another age. We're lies for soldiers' truth, and now the rebellion and the rage. There's deep brooding, a disconnect from any and all common sense. We're in an anxious state of indeterminate suspense. An impending doom surrounds us, and the call to the evil ones to better repent. Our dreams will soon be destined to the ash heaps. Thinking small is the latest mantra of the day. Forget about longing for what others seem to possess, for their wealth is ever elusive and will soon be fading away. A civil strife is a baby step towards a worldwide civil war. Casualties will soon be rising, as bloodstained victims will soon be decorating the floor. Winners are now the losers. The rich deserve the thorny crowns of the day. There is no nobility in their greediness, only a curse for the victims. They were made to bow to their piggy and gluttonous ways. Now, there's got to be something. Anyway, let the innocent now. I'm trying to find something quick here so I can give
my
you something.
My gosh, what are you doing? I want to know.
LA is just the microcosm of a worldwide eruption that cannot be contained. Inequality has reached its boiling point, and the resulting madness is a virus to the brain. For we are the common man's revolutionary front. We are prime time and hungry and ready for the hunt. So count me in as a slender fighter for what's good and right. That's me on the front line, empowered with a righteous might against the scourge of willful hate that when it falls as an oppressive weight on innocent prey with kindly minds. You can never fathom the prevailing evil that continues to bind. And those powers suppress our very will to act by their violent opposition to keep in line us peace-driven maniacs. Their continuing lies increase their vice-like grip at a deadly cost for the fragile ones who are too weak not to slip. And yet I cannot help but to fight and try to vanquish their insidious cause. This bloody violence forces me to prayerfully pause and ask myself why I must implore the means I despise to right the wrongs that still damage our lives. For it's impossible for me to stand idly numb while the dearest of people are getting struck dumb, and nature's gift, such as the air we breathe, is being supplemented by chemical wheeze. And yet I still try to alter fate, me a slender thread of specific weight. For I am, as the rest, have endured far too much of the powers that control, and that have used us as a crutch to lean on for too freaking long. So what's to do to straighten the line, to take back what's ours, with peace in our hearts, and insurrection in our minds? I do so wonder.
Yes, you know, okay. You have a way with your words. That was pretty complicated one.
Thank you. I stopped the mail only to edit because you said it shouldn't be too long. But
I didn't want really.
But
to
that
do
just
that,
hit me. I didn't plan it. I didn't. It's a lot of my stuff. It just comes in waves, you know.
But like, that's beautiful.
And,
you know,
and
certain
that's the
things,
feeling that I feel today as
yeah,
well.
Wonderful. You know, you need to speak out your truth. And obvious, you have the way with words.
Well,
and
thank
we
you.
Now worry. What will happen to all of the poems that we didn't hear? We heard two.
Well, we're going to do installments, aren't we?
I think so.
The poetry hour.
I really, really yeah. think. But
that's good. It should be. It should be like you get that, you know, in installments, as you say, you get that.
Well, I kind of read
yeah,
it
next
fast.
Monday,
but,
next
know,
Monday we'll hear the rest.
Oh, yeah. And I think you need to just give us like topics for the what the next poem would be that we can get ready.
Well, it'd be wonderful
for the questions.
It'd be thank you, and it's nice. It's funny because what you write sometimes, like music, when I play music or write songs or play, you know, I'm so critical of what I do. You know, like you singing, I can do that better.
As we all.
When I write, it's almost like it's another person because a lot of them are unedited, but it comes. It's really from me, so I don't technically rip it apart. As we all do as musicians.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it's fascinating. So I feel free reading that because that's who I am. Mm. And more so than ba-da-da-da-dum, which is,
Don't do that because we love it. We love everything
well, I know,
comes out of you.
You know.
But that's what, you know, is beautiful about Accent On. We are learning more about our guests. We are so multidimensional. And we didn't hear yet from Reinhold because Anis, yes. No.
I'm so happy to listening to everything that I'm hearing today. I mean, everything from sound design to great song and then to fantastic bass playing and beautiful poetry. So.
Yes, Reinhold,
so
but
I'm
you
just,
have
happy,
your
you know?
Own great things going on in LA. You are coming here a lot for the show, then I am feeling like people know you maybe a little bit more. But what's happened? I saw you like maybe 3-4 weeks ago. What are you doing now?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me.
For having us.
It's really fun to be here always. A few interesting things are coming up. This coming week on Sunday, I'm going to be performing out at the Rosenthal Winery, which is on PCH and Topanga.
Great.
For those who want to come out, that's at 3:30 in the afternoon, and I will have with me Matt and Josh, who were here 2 weeks back.
Wonderful brothers,
right,
amazing.
The Samson brothers.
From Australia.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then on the same date at night, actually, I'm going to be playing with Leticia, and that is where? At the
this is at Sassafras Saloon in Hollywood on Vine Street.
Sassafras Saloon.
Yeah, we'll be there
from
10 p.m.
I'm going to give you my business card, honey.
All right.
I need a bass player to drop in.
It would be great. You come by.
Yeah,
super.
Yeah, I will.
This is like a new band in the making.
Fantastic.
I love it.
It's
okay,
going to be fun.
One more time, the date.
Yeah, it's September 2nd, which is
this Sunday.
Upcoming Sunday.
Both
yeah.
of shows.
Yeah, both
with
shows.
Rosenthal
is at 3:30 in the afternoon with the Samson Brothers, and then in the evening it's at
10 p.m.
At Sassafras Saloon.
People, I love you. Things are happening here.
Yeah.
You know, this is a happening town, and dreams can come through here if we are not. Dying slowly here on 101, like I said. Life is just wonderful. What do you think?
A lot happens in that 101, honey, when you're driving after work. And
I don't even know if I like to listen to the radio anymore. It's always 4 songs, the same songs. I'm like, I'm so done. I click this channel, that channel, this.
Well, what happens when I listen to talk radio? I mean, I AM a lot because sometimes you get good, you know, people have opinions, and
yep,
I can't stand watching TV because everybody looks too gross with their in HD, you know what I mean? But no, I mean, you know, I like listening to have people talk.
You're
more candid and you know, have a format.
Yeah, and not the produced kind of thing.
Exactly. It's freedom.
They're just pounding stuff down.
Which I like, but sometimes, you know, you're driving and when you hear the commercial, you always hear the commercial, you're flipping 3 stations, you hear the same commercial, and it's the one you despise more than anything.
Mm. Right, that's
so
true.
Just drives me crazy on TV.
That's what it does.
I don't know if we all
right.
when you eat breakfast and some ugly, disgusting things are shown in commercials.
Of course, exactly.
For this medicine, that medicine, oh, they scare me all the time, or heart attack.
Well,
or
that's why I don't watch TV either.
I don't watch TV either.
Me either.
Are you sure?
I get in diet.
I'm sure, no. I haven't watched TV at all in the last few months.
You know, we are mostly recording stuff just to not watch TV.
TV has its function. Well, it's not even TV, it's entertainment. And entertainment, it's like a diet. You can't eat too much. And I don't think you can consume too much because it will affect you.
Still, radio, radio is alive, and this radio, LA Talk Radio, when you look for talk show, is number one on the Google search. Then LA Talk Radio is doing great job for so many years. Hopefully, Accent On is liked more and more. Thank you for listening for the last 7 years. And I think we are bringing the best what accented people and people who have very beautiful hearts, and they have an accent also. As a musician,
thank you.
Amazing bass player. I think your song, this is like...
Well, thank you. Well, someday I'll play Chopin for you and we can play it. I love classical music.
Yeah, me too.
Because you have some Polish roots too.
I have Polish roots, yeah.
Oh, you have Polish roots? Yeah. And there's another connection here in terms of the language, because Leticia studied literature in Germany.
In Germany, yes.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, literature, beautiful. Poetry, it's all together.
Well, no, it's great. True. It's important, you know.
I know. I am really... at all of you coming here and stopping what you were doing successfully and taking new turn in your life, and see, you say life is too short. I think life is very, very long in a way, but it's too short to waste anything.
Correct.
Then a lot of people are afraid of changes. A lot of people, but I think artists got thank you. We have no choice because changes are coming on to us. Sometimes because we just need to pay the bills, or sometimes because just we meet. Like here, and maybe new music will be made and new stuff will be happening. That's but big. For you as a businesswoman with a marketing degree and great, seems like a history in a very big newspapers, you know, that we are watching, or catalogs, Cosmopolitan. This is like everybody loves it. And now you're taking your chance on something very dangerous and very also... scary, because this emotional, we are an artist, and artists we live through emotions, and I don't know how to help you to be strong in moment when you are feeling a little less lucky, because lucky is very, very big, but you know you have friends here and we are always ready for another song when you'll be recording something, and I cannot wait. Yes, for today, I think life is good.
But thank you so much.
Then thank you for everything.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for having me.
For another beautiful poem.
Someday, right?
No, I know you have many of them.
You want to hear something sad in 1 minute?
No. Give me. That's what I'm leading for. I want to like...
We need a sad ending.
Yes. Sad with big accent on poetry. Please give us something.
You sure?
Yeah. Don't rush.
I'll give you one paragraph because it's got some good word combinations.
Slow, because I have an accent. I need to really understand what you're saying. For people like me...
And you'll all relate to this as artists. So it goes, the sadness always catches me in the twilight of the evening, after the still slow lament of a passing day, whose rotation is a slow constancy, is ever present, as is the empty sensation of having lost the loving true north in my life. The aloneness of this or any hour has a veiled transparency that cannot hide nor change the feeling. The loneliness I hear is the dreaded sound of an empty echo, in a tedious regularity, the melancholy of a somber pulse out of rhythm in solo flight, in accompaniment to self as a monotone symphony. The cacophony of winter tones, cold and crystalline in their emotional message, void of the passionate urgency of the once ecstatic breathing when a sensual embrace shared in earnest. The suffrage of the infernal moment now passes on to the conflict of only what is past and now non-existent.
Aww.
Now there's more, but I'm going to stop there.
Of course. Thank you so much.
I think
you felt that, haven't you?
Yeah.
We just...
I did, really.
Well, all of us. I mean, part, you know.
Yeah.
Well, we just listened to something that is not easy to find, because you hide this in your computer, and one day you need to put this in a book version, and we'll see what's happening.
I'm going to thank you for encouraging.
Of course. I love you all. Thank you so much for today. Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Tech Radio. And hopefully till next Monday, we have holidays. Then probably we'll be repeating one of my shows. But anyway, see you soon.
Thank you.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Talk Radio with over 80 awesome shows. This is the station to listen to. Tune in to LA Talk Radio.